Reporting some UFOs that are sitting on the bay out here at West Seattle. They got some lights. I can see them between our apartment house and Van Zandt Island and around to the over towards Greenbridge. I saw them in the sky earlier. You won't believe this.
They're sitting over the water?
Yeah, they're on the water. And they're sitting there in their like a round good Lord, how do I describe it? Just a round bright light and it's twinkling. And they work and when I first walking up is I had a trolley horse in my foot and I got up, you know, to walk on it. And I saw this one out there on the water and I went there and I saw these lights in the sky earlier. And I woke up. It has been a wild night. We almost slept. Starting about 2:30, we saw these lights, bright lights in the sky. I woke up and I looked out the window and I saw two bright lights. And I woke my husband and I said, "God, where are those?" And I knew they weren't playing. They weren't moving. And so we looked and watched and watched and took the drink. One of them disappeared or went out as the light went out, and the other one was moving very slowly, and acted like it was getting farther away and down closer to the water. And so we went, finally went back to bed, went to sleep, and I woke up with this trolley horse, and I got up to walk on my foot, and I saw this one sitting out on the water. You know, it's not unusual to look out on the water, and I thought at first I thought it was a tug or something, and it wasn't moving, and it was round, and I woke my husband and I said, "You're not going to believe this, but one of those things we saw in the sky was sitting on the water." And he looked up and got up and he said, "My God, you're right." Now, he's been about, I can count, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 11. That I can see in the moving right here that are sitting out here between me and Van Zandt Island that are lighted up like in books. And, God, weird.
Okay, now, are they, what color of lights are they?
Bright, no color, you know, just bright white.
Are they stationary?
Yep, they're stationary. We might have all been there but didn't have their light on until all of a sudden it came on. I just thought I was seeing things. I called 911 and they're sending an officer out there in the bay so he can see it too and then they asked him to call your number. Turn my light on,
huh? Now what part of what Seattle are you located?
On this side. Just down from the lighthouse. About half a mile south of my house. I heard some things say, well, I'm getting myself involved in a terrible thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think it should be reported, don't you?
Yeah.
Are you in my mouth? There are. Good.
Okay. You didn't see these come down?
Nope. Absolutely did not. But when I looked out, I could see all these bright things in the sky. They didn't look like stars to me. And they were just sort of stationary, like a bunch of stars in the sky. And I said, "Cuppings are weird looking. I think maybe it's been so long since we've seen stars, you know, with the cloud. It must be, you know, what one looks like." And did you ever report like this before?
Oh, yeah.
How many people report this kind of thing before you do? He's afraid we're going to be called in for psychiatric treatment.
When did you first spot these in the
sky? About,
When did you first spot it on the water?
Just about. Oh, I woke up about 10 minutes ago, 15 minutes ago. I'm kind of scared.
indicated the police is going to fire out?
Yeah, they were sending out somebody for that an officer could see it too.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, we've got somebody over there. We'll have them go down and take a look.
Okay.
If we find out what it is, we'll let you know.
Oh, that would be great. I finally went to sleep about 5:30, and I kept laying down and thinking, oh God, that's not real. And I get myself up and look out there, and they were still out there. And then I saw, you know, the first ferry going across the Vashon. The lights were out there then. And I keep thinking, God, that's not real. My husband kept saying, well, it's just reflection. It's just reflection, like. But there were lights that weren't any lights to be. There was never any light over there on Vashon where these lights were before. And the one thing that I keep thinking about is that just when I first got up that second time and I woke up with a paddle horse in my foot and I woke my husband up and I said, you know, I don't believe this, but one of those things we found in the sky is sitting on a rod over here. And he got up and he looked and he said, my God, you're right. And he went to the bathroom, and by the time he got back to the bathroom, from the bathroom, I said, look, there's lights all over the water. And see, we're living in the Harbor West, which is right over the top of the water. Are you familiar with the building?
Yes.
All out in front of, you know, the windows just go right out over the water. All out in front of us is those doggone lights.
How far were they between you and Vashon?
Well, now that I'm looking at the water in daylight, I feel that they were maybe halfway.
Mm-hmm.
And you know one other thing I didn't tell you last night? We had a weird night, believe me. Well, we went to bed about 12:30 after the noon zero thing, and we were both in. And about 2:30, I woke up, and I turned over and faced the window and looked out the window, and here were these two bright lights, and they were not normal bright lights. I mean, they were just stationary. They weren't like an airplane that you flip and goes and change the spot. They stayed there, and I woke my husband up, and he said, they have to be UFOs.
These are suspended in midair?
Mm-hmm.
But now, in comparison, when you're looking straight out your window, were they above your straight line of vision or below it?
Well, up. You know, like up into the sky.
About how far up did you say in the view?
And how far up did you say in the vision? Like an airplane that was coming in for a landing, maybe. How far up is that plane going right there, honey? How far up is that plane? About 5,000 feet.
Uh-huh.
You know, like, it might have been different, but that's where it appeared, like, to the human eye. So, about that time, we laid back down, and what I had seen off to the right then, all these stars looking, like they were, and the stars were terribly bright. And I thought, what are the stars? And then my husband says, don't tell you this part, but I have to tell you about this part. It's part of the whole
dog.
All of a sudden, somebody was walking on the roof of our building. And I said, what's that? He said, somebody's on the roof. And we heard human footsteps going out from the road, you know, going out a ways, and then got out of just a little ways and turned around and sort of halfway ran back. But where the building is kind of a flat roof up there. And we jumped up and we thought, what in the devil was that? And It's kind of frightened us because we go, well, at 2:30 in the morning, what the heck is somebody walking on the rock floor? And so we got frightened because with all the crummy things people are pulling around anymore, you know, you think, well, this somebody might be putting something out there to catch the building on fire or placing a bomb or something. And you kind of get a little bit sick about that kind of thing. So we called my husband went down to the manager and tried to raise him and make him answer the door. And so then he called 911 and called the police. And they were terribly busy last night, I guess, with all kinds of New Year's Eve plans. And they called back, and then finally they sent out to patrolmen. And he went back down and he waited with his manager, and then they came and they checked out. There's, I guess, several of the apartments in the building on the third floor. The third floor, we're on the third floor, and this is the top floor. And there were, I guess, about four apartments that had access to the roof that might out on the top of the roof line is a place that somebody could go out through a window up on the roof. And so Maggie checked with every one of those people in those apartments, and nobody had been out on the roof. And I guess not. Oh, they were walking above our apartment. And our apartment was close to the land end of the building. So this building goes 440 feet out of the water.
Oh, yeah.
And we are, actually, we are the first apartment close to the elevator, and the elevator is right next to the land end. And, so it was in our apartment, it was, naturally on the side where all of these lights were. Did you get any other people calling in about it?
No, that's what really mystified us. And of course, that doesn't mean others didn't see it.
Well, my husband said, no, don't call, no, don't call, no, don't call. My God, I said, I've got to call somebody. I almost felt like it was a gift of something, you know, that somebody should know.
Okay, now, regarding those lights, the group of lights that you saw, could you give us anything, any estimates in relation to their diameter?
Well, I was thinking about that laying in the bed this morning, and I thought, what in the hell? Somebody asked me how big they can go. What do they say? The light diameter, what it reminded me of would be like a solitary diamond that has a glow like it was being reflected on in sunlight. And it was like a round solitary diamond. I'm thinking of my own diamond when I've seen it captured in sunlight, how the cuts of it kind of brilliant. And if I were to say two of those side by side from the distance they were, might represent about what it would look like if a tug were going out there. Did you say that? Yeah. My husband said yes.
Yeah.
And you see, we see boats go by all the time.
Yeah.
Tugs and big ships and this kind of stuff all the time. And so it's not unusual to see things out on the water, but those things weren't usual. I tell you that for sure. And after I hung up talking to you, there were a couple of them that were moving, and there was one of them that was green. The rest of them were just, no color, just brilliant. And it was moving sideways. The green one was moving sideways, and so was one of the colorless.
How was the weather conditions while you were watching?
Just as still, the water was just as still as it could be. Just like you see a glass, and it's still that way this morning.
And you could see that on with no problem while this is going on.
Yeah, we could see the island when there was less than the back.
No fog in that area.
Not a bit. It was one of the clearest nights I've ever seen.
Quite spectacular last night.
Yeah.
Okay, what is your husband's first name?
Elder.
Elder?
D-O-N.
Oh, Elder. Yeah, we have
Even in the summertime, there were no stars hanging like that before in that area.
Mm-hmm.
they were going to, but we never did hear from anybody. Mm-hmm. This woman that I talked to, when I called 911, and she referred me to Jennifer.
Yes.
And she said, can you see them now? And I said, yes. And she said, is your husband awake? And I said, yes. She said, have you seen them? And I said, yes. And she said, well, we'll send the patrolman out so that a police officer can also see them.
I even got the binoculars out, and I could see them through the binoculars. Did they have any difference, Chief? To me, it looked like, well, if you took, say, a flat piece of paper, put a line across, and then raised it up in the center about 3 inches, went out about 6 inches, and drew it up, and then back down again, the same way in the bottom, just like you said, like a diamond.
Uh-huh.
And,
it'd be like looking at a solitary diamond sideways.
Yeah.
And it was a brilliant light.
Oh, brilliant, yeah.
Now my eyes are sore this morning from looking at these lights.
Oh, I'm glad you told us that. That's very important. And they all, with the exception of this green one, they all remained white at all times? Okay. And were they there when you went back to bed? Did you just give up?
5:30.
Yeah, 5:30 this morning.
Uh-huh. I don't have to sleep.
It's the darnest thing I ever saw in my life. Okay, I think that I've got enough information for now. What we'd like to do when everybody settles down from New Year's, we would like to get out there and look through this window as you saw them and get a map and a picture sketch of the area and place the lights exactly where you saw them. And I'm hoping that possibly maybe we get some other reports from maybe that or something and get some triangulation in there. See what we have.
Well, it was kind of scary. It was kind of surprising. Most people wouldn't have been up or looking out at the water, I suppose, unless it happened to be waking, which we were. We had already gone to bed and gone to sleep, and something woke me up. And I feel that that's what woke me up. I turned over. My first impulse was to turn over, and that's what I saw looking at me. And I turned over and looked out the window because we don't pull the shades down because, you know, there's nothing out there but with the water. So there's no reason for it to pull shades down for privacy. We were out in the land far enough that nobody from the land could put me down.
See, that after she woke me, I'd been up and had a cup of coffee and was watching them and then going to lay down again, and all of a sudden we heard this footstep, and there was a sauna right next to us. At first I thought it was somebody in the sauna, and then later and then you could tell it was up above on the roof, and I listened and I just got scared to death because there's some windows that from the roof.
Three-story
windows that look right down into our one of our apartment here. There's about five of them or six of them that have those three-story windows. And so I wouldn't get in that half of the room and if they could look down in. And I listened and I could hear them going to the west end. And then I waited for a while. Pretty soon I heard them start coming back at a faster speed. So I didn't get downstairs. So I go and wait for there to find out what was going on. But I couldn't. So I came back up here, and I got on the phone, called 911, and got the police, and they came out, and I called the manager, and I said, what in the world is going on up on the roof? And we've had an awful lot of trouble with about five kids that are in the area that they've gone into the basement and ransacked the cars and done thousands of dollars worth of damage to the cars and used the swimming pool to kick out and come back. And that's just one of the things that the manager was wondering. Of course, she didn't know anything about these lights.
Oh, she still doesn't. We didn't tell her. We
haven't told her anything.
We haven't raised her because I'm sure she doesn't appreciate that they're older people and I'm sure that
they're 60 years old.
She called in the middle of the night. Well, we'd already raised them once. And so when we saw these stars, lights out there, we weren't about to disturb them again. You know, probably should have for somebody else to verify the what we were seeing, but you know, you hesitate to to disturb people who are in their sleeping.
Right. Now, while you were watching those lights, the ladder group, did you get the feeling by any chance that you were being watched?
Well, I don't know. I think that my husband came out and he was kind of disgusted with me because I even called anybody. He thought, well, somebody's going to want to call again for psychiatric examination, or, you know, God was getting into something that we don't know what was getting into. And my idea was, my God, somebody should know by who was seeing it.
Whether you had the feeling that you were being watched.
Oh, yeah. He turned on some lights in the apartment, and you might have heard me say, didn't they do like that? Because I felt like if they saw our light go on, that they might single us out in this long building going out over the water, and they would see somebody in them, and they'd be able to kind of pinpoint us, you know? Which is a kind of a weird, I felt like I was watching an outer space movie or something, you know? It's kind of dumb, but there it was.
Okay, now, you spell your last name T-N-E-T-T-E?
Well, okay, N-A-T-T-E, N-A-T-T-E.
And would it be permissible to contact you later so we could get out there and have a look?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, and I sure appreciate you talking to us, and if you hear of anyone else who has seen these things, we'd appreciate hearing from you again.
Okay, all right.
Okay, thank you very much.
I thank you again.